And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And joining me in studio, as he does every other Tuesday, we have this city manager of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Morning. Great to be here. And a little bit icy.
Yeah, a little bit icy. Not too bad. It could have been worse. So
roads are okay.
Yes, but unfortunately, it looks like there is more moving this way. So, yeah. hopefully, it'll get above 32, and it'll be just nice cold rain instead of ice. We don't want to do that.
So, I agree.
All right. Well, again, the city commission meeting going on tonight at City Hall. I don't know why I won't say Town Hall, but City Hall.
Something with all.
Yeah, something to do with all, including your last name. So, but again, that's going to be at 6:30 tonight. And first of all, we'll just go over very quickly the consent agenda that is going on tonight. Of course, they got the meeting minutes, but then the second reading of a ordinance.
You bet. The second reading of the ordinance, and what it is at 104 West 11th Street, is that's going from C3. To C4. And the difference is that's commercial. Different is more along the highways, you'll see a C4. It just allows more things, different types to be on. And you usually see that more on highways. Mm-hmm. So it is just changing commercial 3 to commercial 4.
Which, again, that is obviously that's right there on the highway 166.
You bet.
And also the intersection with 169 as well,
yes,
I do believe.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's a prime area. So,
mm-hmm.
And also the consent for the disposal of a auction 1980 truck.
This is the fire department's 1980 GMC 3/4 ton. Fire brush truck, and that's been with us for quite a while, and it is permission to sell that off in an auction.
So finally, like farewell. So
yes, and the proceeds from that, whatever that total is, will go back into the fire department.
All right. So again, that is consent for that is tonight. Also, the settlement agreement and mutual release with Hudson Insurance.
Yes, this involves back when the Gen 2 generation plant up north in the industrial park was being constructed. There was, towards the end, a difference in the completion of the project. And this is finally after all these years is being settled.
All right. So that is getting done with. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we got the appropriation ordinances as well. And then we got some new business tonight. Like you said, not a very big, not a whole lot of new business tonight. But let's go ahead and talk about that first one.
Well, and I was just going to quick mention in the special presentations.
Ah, yes.
We do have from the VFW. It is November 7th is Buddy Poppy Day. And what that is on November 7th, that is to, it's a fundraising event for disabled veterans. And so there's going to be a proclamation naming November 7th as Buddy Poppy Day. If anybody would like to contribute, I know you can probably contact them and reach out, but it is for disabled veterans. And I guess we'll move to the new business. It's authorizing the application for a Safe Routes to School grant from KDOT. And this is the commission. This is a housekeeping procedure that will go to KDOT, and it is that they would approve the application process. And if we are successful, again, that's going to be some more sidewalks, more routes to schools, and making Coffeyville a little more walkable and get some exercise and also the safety of children. So we're going to apply for that, and anytime we get a grant, it saves the taxpayers money.
That's always a good thing as well. So, and then the next one I think we've talked about this before, but a resolution authorizing the waiver of certain building permits, basically to do with housing, correct?
Yes, yes. And I think the public is aware that the city commission approved the starting of a housing department. There will be a housing director, and we're putting that together as we speak. It is one of those that there is a budget for that, and this is would go kind of a combination of both. It's housing and our building inspection department. That falls under our engineering department, but this would waive, if approved by the city commission, this would waive the permitting process. And that would be that still the permits would be required, and permits lead to inspection, and inspection leads to codes and whatnot. But it would be as far as if someone had a construction project, they could obtain a permit and those fees would be waived. And this is not only for an economic type incentive to help out, but it also helps us to make sure that the work that is done is safe. And that is our obligation to the community, is public safety. And so kind of works hand in hand, but we're going to start moving forward, and new houses or new construction of any type of buildings, the fee would be waived. The permit fee.
Hey, there we go. So, again, that is the two main things that are on the new business tonight. Of course, the city manager's report and comments from the commissioners and staff. And if anybody would like to come down and watch the meeting tonight, well, how can they do that?
You bet. We still practice social distancing and masks being worn. But if you're in need of assistance, if you'll enter on the east side, there's a little ramp and a single door. If you'll go through those doors or door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. If you'll take that up to the second floor, right almost immediately after getting off the elevator, you'll see the commission room, and we enjoy the public attending. It is one of those that we always progress. Always wish to progress forward, and we welcome any comments, and that is at 6:30.
All right. So, again, down there at City Hall, 6:30 tonight, get down there and check out that meeting. And also, one of the things that I forgot to bring up, you guys do invite comments from the public during the meeting, correct?
You bet. You bet. And, in fact, that was moved from the last part of the meeting up to the first part of the meeting, and that comes after the consent agenda. And if you would like to, address the city commission, that would be fine at that time.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today, sir. I really do appreciate it. And be safe out there, as the roads are pretty good, but there could be a slick spot here or there. Okay. So
there is. I might mention just this is for the Kansas Open Meetings Act. The commission has been invited to a 6 o'clock. It's a CVR community meeting. It is one of those we just want to make. This doesn't meet the standards of a meeting, of a city commission meeting. Mm-hmm. But since the possibility of commissioners attending, just want to make the public aware that that is at 6:30 at the CVR, 6 o'clock at the CVR firehouse. And that's next to the administration building. But the commission has been invited to attend this community meeting, and just want to make sure the public knows that we're transparent in that, and that commissioners are not there to participate, just to observe, and that will be Wednesday night.
All right. Well, sounds good. That'll be Wednesday night again over there at CVR Firehouse, correct?
So, yes, at 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
All righty. Well, thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour.